Today is a very exciting day if you're a New York Mets fan. They are hosting Game 3 of the Division Series. The Mets have not had a Division Series at Citi Field. You got to go all the way back to Game 4 against the Dodgers in 2015. Yeah, there's a baseball game today.
Okay.
45,000 nutcases are filling up Citi Field right now.
Yeah, we have something nice and interesting to talk about.
That's right. It's very exciting. And Sean Morash continues to make accusations against me that are so wrong.
Am I?
He says, today I'm a nutcase. I'm crazy because I'm not at the game, which I've accepted. Mm-hmm. This will be the first postseason game I ever miss, believe it or not, at home.
You can leave now and get there in plenty of time.
Trust me, it's too late. The tickets have been sold.
You can go scalp them on the side of the building?
Nah, nah, man. It's like I've got a drug problem, and all the drugs have been flushed down the toilet.
That's exactly it. I've seen enough Law and Order. This is exactly what it looks like.
So I'm not going to the game because we're doing a radio show, and I got no issue with that. In fact, I think going to Philadelphia over the weekend with my son, my dad, and my wife kind of helped me scratch that itch. I'm jealous of everybody going to Citi Field. I'm happy. By the way, if you're going to Citi Field, and I invite you to do this, call in during the game. We will take your live reactions to the game in the stadium if you're willing to do it. We're here for you. So I understand we're going to be on during the game. And Sean is acting like I'm crazy today. I've done nothing crazy.
Not yet.
I'm relaxed. I got my scorebook ready.
By the way, it's not his fault. He's crazy because the Jets fired their head coach.
No.
The day after week 5.
Maybe that's part
ahead of the biggest game of the season to date.
The biggest story today could have been Aaron Rodgers, we found out, had a hemorrhoid, and Evan would still be acting like this.
Well, what am I acting like? I haven't said anything about the game. We've barely talked Mets till now. And we will in about 2 minutes once he's done.
What the audience doesn't know is what we've seen behind the scenes.
What's happened behind the scenes?
We spent a week last week with the Mets, with the playing game and the watch party, and then the wild card series. I've never seen somebody basically itch their elbows more looking for start times for games than you. And what has happened now today, as the time has gotten closer, and all of you maybe in your cars getting ready for this Met game and gotten closer and closer, Evan, some 90 minutes before first pitch, for the third time today, asked what channel FS1 was on the TV, so he has the game on in plenty of time.
We need to be prepared.
Right.
We have to have the game on.
Because we'll be watching the game in real time while our show was going on.
No doubt.
And then afterwards, you're staying here?
I'm staying here.
You're staying at the WFAN studio. Yeah, you're not going home to be with your family, your wife, kids.
Don't frame it that way,
Abuelo, Abuela. You're staying here?
Right.
With Loogie?
Well, what? First of all, the Mets will be in the middle of a game. What am I supposed to do? Well, drive home?
Yeah.
DVR the game, which I've done in the past, but
press pause, DVR.
For a game like this, I can't do that.
This is safer. He can't be going up to the hotel uptown and writing down in his scorebook and crashing his car.
That's a good point.
We can't have what happened last week.
No. I agree. So that's why staying here is responsible. My wife is aware of it.
Yeah.
And not only that, we'll do a RICO right after the game is done. We're even considering doing a live RICO during the game. With our own watch party, which I've invited Tiki and Sean to stay at. Lukey's already in, and Tiki's got an event, which I totally understand. And Sean was like, I'd rather be anywhere but here.
I would rather be anywhere but here.
Why?
I cannot do any more Met games with you. I can't do
it. What have I done so badly?
Evan,
the Monday watch party a week ago was...
That was fun.
It was stressful.
It's a lot. There's no other way to describe it.
And we didn't even get humped like Lukey.
I know. Look, I have spent my whole life thinking I love sports more than I should. I say that truthfully. Like, there are times, even my wife, you are out of your mind. Like, this is too high a priority. What I've experienced with you on this Met run is unlike anything I've ever seen. You are not a sane person.
I'm not a sane person.
And your ability to talk yourself into being able to be the quarterback of this show, which you are, Evan Tiki, and be a Met fan during which games are going to be played during the show, those two worlds are not coexisting the way you think they are.
It's a very challenging existence. What I hope is that if it goes to a game 5, there's a scenario where game 5, winner take all, would be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that is a disaster waiting to happen. 5 o'clock's not bad, especially a game 3. As important as this game is, the season isn't on the line. Obviously, it's a huge swing game.
Mm-hmm.
Mets win. They're a win away from closing them out. They lose. I think Met fans will have a stereo. Oh, my God, we can't have the Phillies celebrate. So it's an important game, but I know there's a tomorrow. When we sat there for game 161, we knew there's a second game, but we didn't know if there was a tomorrow.
Yes.
And I think that there was a feeling of desperation that I and other Met fans had of, we can't miss the playoffs. We can't lose this doubleheader and not make the postseason. Obviously, I want to beat the Philadelphia Phillies very badly, But I don't think that same desperation necessarily exists as it did last Monday.
Well, I'm going to say this, Loogie, before you continue, and I'm going to say this seriously. I'm just going to say it so the audience is aware. If, and I actually don't hope this happens, if the Mets lose today and tomorrow they're facing elimination, again, another 5 p.m. game, I understand that you're a hero here. I understand that you're Evan Roberts.
I'm not a hero here.
But I think that you think you're serving the audience at 5 o'clock tomorrow if they're facing elimination. You are going to be unworkable.
They almost need to win for our sake.
And if they don't, I mean, that's serious.
We might have to ban him come, I don't know, what time is the game?
5 o'clock.
5:08. We might have to ban you at like 3:30.
And if you've sold the tickets, you don't want to go, you don't have to do anything. Tomorrow, I'm being honest with you. If they lose the game at 4:55, we've done 3 hours of a show. Walk out of here, please.
I'm not doing that. Okay, then Sean, you and I will leave.
Well, that's even worse. Evan, you can't make me and Luke do it by ourselves.
Evan, you physically here is not you mentally here.
I'm very mentally here.
Facing elimination, you're going to be mentally here at 5 o'clock tomorrow?
Well, no, probably not. That'll be a complete mess. I'm a baby, but I am very excited. The Mets are playing a home playoff game against the Philadelphia Phillies. I have a nervous energy. I think a lot of Met fans are confident, and I understand. This has been a great run. I mean, think about some of the games they've won recently. The thing I'm trying to wrestle out of my head as we get set for this huge game, is how much it pisses me off that they didn't take advantage of game two.
Oh, you're still bummed.
They had a three-run lead in the sixth inning.
There's nothing you can do about it, Evan.
I know. They had a three-run lead in the sixth. They had a one-run lead in the eighth. It was a golden opportunity that they let slip away.
Yeah.
What they need today is they need Sean Manaea. He's been called an ace by a lot of people recently. It's kind of irresponsible to say that. He's not an ace.
Well, he's your best pitcher.
Yes, I'll give you that. So tonight,
technically, isn't that the definition of the ace?
No.
Not the ace of the league since, but the ace of a team is generally their best pitcher, correct?
No, I disagree.
So, all right. I understand. I'm just trying to make people seem right when they say Mets ace.
Here's how they can be right.
Not MLB ace, Mets ace.
Here's how they can be right. Go pitch seven innings today and allow one run.
Right.
That's an ace-like performance. When he did Milwaukee, he was solid. He pitched five solid innings. They need that dominant performance tonight. Now, luckily, they go up against Aaron Nola, and there's a few individuals in this Met lineup who have seen a lot of Aaron Nola and have had success against Aaron Nola. And you know who the captain of having success against Aaron Nola actually is?
Pete Alonso.
Peter Jefferson Martin Aloysius Alonso. He has hit 5 career home runs in 50 at-bats against Aaron Nola. He has a .320 career batting average against Aaron Nola. He has a 1,050 OPS against Aaron Nola. And he's not alone. Starling Marte has produced against Aaron Nola. A .355 average with an .871 OPS. Brandon Nimmo has sort of produced against Aaron Nola. So they've got guys who've seen him before, who've seen a lot from him before. And the thing about Nola is that he's had some really good postseason performances. He's had some bad ones.
Yeah.
He's been up and down. And so this is an opportunity for this New York Met team. And this is what I want to see early while we're still on the air. I want to see them jump all over Aaron Nola.
Yeah. Well,
I want them to take this game early from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, they have to, because when you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, they're just full of guys who are performing right now. One, Bryce Harper, obviously. Castellanos, who we talked as well. Both those guys are hitting over .400.
Well, Nick's getting hot. Far. That's what scares me about Castellanos. He's getting hot. You could sense it at the end of game two.
Right. And so the average, what was the stat I saw, but against Manaea, the guys who have played against him, it's they're hitting close to or maybe even over .300 against Sean Manaea. And so it's not a favorable matchup. So when you talk about him needing to be exceptional, he's got to be better than he has been. And that's hard to predict that it's going to be that way.
And you are right. The career numbers that a lot of Phillies have against Sean Manaea, they're through the roof. Nick Castellanos is 6-for-16 with 3 home runs. Bryce Harper's 4-for-11 with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got a lot of guys that have hit him. Now, the hope is Sean Manaea is a different guy. You know, he had that come-to-Jesus moment earlier this season when he watched Chris Sale, and his second half was breathtaking. He was great. So with Sean Manaea, and I actually said, I went on a Philadelphia radio station earlier today.
Did you really?
Yeah, because they wanted to know if I was telling the truth about Philadelphia fans being scum when I went there on Sunday.
And did they believe you?
No, you know what is interesting? Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are good guys. I got nothing against them. I could tell that when I would tell them what happened, they didn't want to dispute me because they know their city is scum.
Right.
But they also didn't want to say it because that's their listenership.
Right.
So it's like if Sean secretly hated all New Yorkers, I don't think he turned the microphone on and say, New Yorkers are a bunch of whatevers. So I think that Joe and Hugh heard me and were like, he's kind of right. What are we going to say?
All right. How about the Mets?
Yeah, and they did. They quickly positioned it into, so how about Strowmania? What do you think of him? I forgot why I was going to mention them, but they said something about that. Something about baseball. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, Philadelphia's scum. And I don't expect a lot of Philly fans in Citi Field tonight. I really do not. I think that, especially based on how expensive these tickets are, that the Philly fan is priced out. They're going to go to Philadelphia. So I think it's going to be similar to what I experienced, where there's a smattering, but a very small smattering of Met fans at Citizens Bank Park. I think that'll be the case this afternoon, this evening. Like, I think there'll be a Philly fan there.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be a big number.
It's not going to take over where it's loud, like you expected at the end of the regular season when the Phillies were supposed to clinch at Citi Field.
I was wrong about that.
They ultimately did not do. And it was mostly Philly, or not mostly, but it was a large contingent of Philly fans.
But I thought there'd be more.
In Citi.
I was actually surprised.
Still?
Yes. I thought there would be.
It wasn't capacity, right?
No, they packed the place. I think the last two nights were sellouts. Yeah.
Nice.
I would say it was about 85-15 Met fans. So it was overwhelming Met fans for those last couple of games. And I think for this, it'll be an even smaller number. Tiki Barber, last night you incorrectly said you thought the New York Yankees would win.
I did.
What do you think happens in a little less than an hour when the Mets and the Phillies start Game 3? What happens?
Mets win.
Oh, God. I don't know if I feel good
about this. Positive on the local teams all the time.
He's very positive.
Carlos Rodon hadn't gotten all cocky with himself early in that game, maybe he would have stayed calm and not given up three runs.
By the way, we haven't had a lot of time to talk Yankees. I can promise you this. At about 5:08, we're going to talk a lot of Yankees.
And by that, he means me and Tiki are going to talk a lot of Yankees.
No, I have a lot of strong opinions about the Yankees. You're wrong. In fact, shut your mic off. I don't even want to hear from you.
No.
Going to be so locked in on talking Yankees with Tiki Barber that we don't even need you.
Nice.
Mister, I want to bench Aaron Judge.
You know what? By the way, another lifeless lineup last night. Were you going to ask me what I think of the Mets today?
I was eventually going to, but I'm not sure if I care.
He was working his way around.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to tell you. I think the Mets have won their last game of the year.
Really?
I do.
Really?
I do. Something about the way they lost Sunday.
Is this Nola, or is this just,
no,
it's just them?
A little combination. The Mets have gotten off the mat, and I know everything, but something about Sunday's loss and the way the Met fans suddenly brushed that one over.
That concerned me.
There's something weird about it that's not sitting right.
I'm not agreeing with you that we've won our last game. I certainly hope not. But there was something different, unique, and weird about the collective brush-off of a very bad playoff loss.
Right.
Yeah.
And I admit, because I had a few people ask me this, they said, I watched your drive home, Rico, even you didn't seem that mad. And my answer was, at the moment, I wasn't. I was so concerned about getting out of there alive that I think I was more distracted about, okay, Jet's good, my wife's good, my dad's good, okay. But as the day moved on, the night moved on, I got angry and I got concerned. So I understand that last part about it being odd how okay Met fans were with a brutal playoff loss. Now, it could be the fact that they have this odd confidence. It could be that positive Tommy inflicted positivity into all of them. Maybe that's what it did. Maybe
I believe in positive Tommy.
How much of it do you think is Met fans being satisfied that they got to the postseason and they're putting up a fight? I mean, he obviously took one of the two in Philly against the best team in the division and one of the best teams in baseball.
I don't think that's the case, because I think if Sean's prediction turned out to be right and we're sitting here on Thursday talking about the season being over,
and they lose three in a row,
I think a lot of Met fans would be very disappointed. Now, not necessarily in the totality of the season. I think eventually you'd be warm about what they accomplished. But considering they won game one and they had a three-run lead in game two, I mean.
Right. You're saying, so the thought is you should be winning. Like, you can win.
The expectation is to win this.
And I think
it's not like they are so good we're overmatched.
No.
It is, we should win these games because we've won one and we could have, maybe should have won the second one.
And that's a credit to these 2024 Mets, is that the same old Mets stuff, now today's same old Jet stuff, same old Mets stuff has gone out the window because now you have these expectations. They get off the mat every time they decide.
Now, we know positive Tommy thinks the Mets are going to win. So I'll ask you, how do you think the Mets are going to win today?
The Mets will win 5-1.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
So we're watching the game together, me and Loogie, after the show, which I don't know if I really want to do. I don't think he really wants to do it. It's one of those, we'll do it. It's like that night. It's 3 a.m. You're very tired. But yeah, you're both there.
Right.
You may as well. That's me and Loogie tonight.
That's the analogy you come up with for us watching a Met game, is you looking around the bar late night and taking some, you know, ugly girl home? Come on, man.
I never said any of that last part.
Wow.
Tiki, why did he add that?
I mean,
you clearly implied that, and I just finished it for you.
I never said anything like
that.
He was
trying to read your brain.
My confidence is very high that you want to hang out
with. So you think it's going to be an easy win? Is that what
you're I think they get a couple runs off Nola quickly. I think it gets the fans into it. I think it'll be electric at Citi Field. Steve Cohen is outside greeting fans like he's Mr. Met. Citi Field is buzzing right now, and I think it buzzes for the entire game.
Guys, am I the only one that noticed what just happened?
What's that?
Positive Tommy subtly died, and nobody called him on it.
What?
He did?
I missed
When you're positive Tommy, and you're ready to deliver what's going to happen in a game, and you're asked, like Tommy was just asked, he had a little stutter in his voice, went, 5-1.
No, I was going to say 5-2, then I was 5-1.
Positive Tommy didn't even have a score ready to go. He doesn't believe
it. No, I thought, honestly, swear to God, I thought you were going to do what you do sometimes with Positive Tommy, is when you ask Positive Tommy a question and then just answer it. So I didn't have...
Well, I did. I said, I know Positive Tommy's picking the Mets to win. How does Positive Tommy think the Mets are going to win? Is it a classic walk-off miracle? Is it a nail-biting 2-1 win? Do they blow the Phillies out? Like, I know you think they're going to win, so I'm just trying to get to the next step, how.
I think after all these classic games that we've seen over the week or so, I think this is more of the rocking chair variety win.
Yeah, I think, and please don't take this as negativity.
You mean that by, like, lazy, easy.
Get a couple runs early. Chill, you coast. Everybody's relaxing.
Everyone doesn't even have to think about breaking a sweat. We're good for game four.
Yeah, that's not who the Mets are.
Though. No, it's not at all.
And that's why.
They're cardiac kids, these Mets.
Yeah, so I made a prediction about the Yankees yesterday and before the series. I said the Yankees are going to win in 5. It's going to be a tough series. You guys are going to sweat it out. You're going to rip half the team. You're going to want Cashman fired. But I think ultimately you're going to survive. And yesterday I thought you would lose because I didn't think Carlos Rodon would deliver. So I was accurate with the Yankees.
Yeah, he was good for 3 innings.
He got off to a great start, then it was a disaster. I believe, knowing this Met team, this series is going 5. Let's just start right there. I believe it's going 5. Beningo has said that. I agree with him. And I think the way they get to a 5th game is losing today. Like, that's who they are.
And then winning, too?
And then winning tomorrow, and then getting us to Friday, hopefully at night, and not at 4 o'clock.
I thought you were going to predict winning 2, winning in 5.
But getting to a winner...
In Philly. Yeah, are you going?
Am I going?
Yes.
No, I'm not going today. I'm not going today to Citi Field. Now I'm going to Philadelphia.
You went and they lost. So never mind.
It wasn't even about them losing. It's about I'm going to be doing the show with you. Like, what am I going to magically teleport myself?
We would forgive you.
Nah, I can't do that.
You could be a live correspondent.
I appreciate that. Like, Boomer even said this morning, I should take off. I'm not doing that. All right, I'm here. And, you know, maybe I made a couple of bucks off my tickets. Mm. which, trust me, after one of the worst seasons as a Mets season ticket holder, anyone who did that, they deserve that. But who am I kidding? If I was able to go to the game, I'd be in that building. Because I can only imagine right now, as you're listening on your phone, you got your headphones in, you're up the escalator. I see you, Eric. You're all went up the escalator right now.
And let's go, man.
And you're listening to Evan and Tiki. There's a buzz in that building. There's not only a smell in that building. I love the playoff smell. It's a smell of hot dog. It's a smell of beer. But it's a smell of autumn. Oh, my God. And you're dancing and you're prancing and you're singing OMG. And you got your Piazza jersey or your DeGrom jersey or your David Wright jersey or your Tom Seaver jersey or your Keith Hernandez jersey. And you can feel that electricity, because what we didn't have in 2022 was that. The Mets made the playoffs 2 years ago, but it wasn't that. It was this
without the swag.
No, there was no swag. It was it was like a funeral. It was going to a playoff game that felt like you were in the building, Loogie. Didn't it feel like a funeral that night?
Yeah, when Max Scherzer, well, positive Tommy, but negative Tommy would say.
That was negative Tommy, so you can recount negative Tommy's experience from 2022.
Thank you, Tiki, for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Negative Tommy was booing Max Scherzer off the mound because everything got sucked out of the building, but I felt like the Met fan was waiting for that night because of the way the team finished.
I agree.
Where this fan base with this Met team is ready to party. That team was ready. I'm sorry for the word here, but they were ready for the funeral, and Max Scherzer gave it to us.
I agree. It was like this inevitable feeling of doom while the Met fan walks into Citi Field tonight.
Yeah.
Whether it turns out to be true or not, we'll find out, with this inevitable feeling of success. It's a very different vibe at Citi Field for this Game 3 of the Division Series. But I will give you this factoid before we get to your calls. 888-808-1019. I got a long-ass memory. The last six home playoff games that the New York Mets have played, and this goes all the way back to Game 4 of the 2015 World Series. Loss, 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 win, loss. They are 1-5 in their last six postseason games. We deserve good things tonight at Citi Field. Let's go to Chris on Long Island. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
So, talking about, you know, the Mets deserve this win. You know, the past, you know, they're what, you said 1-4 in the past how many games or whatever.
Right.
You know, going back to 2006, I was at that game 7. I was 7 years old. Ugh. I remember like it was yesterday.
Ugh.
I was at the game on Halloween for the 2015 World Series with my dad, you know. And I'm not going tonight. I'll be watching on my couch. But you know what? There's a different feel. Going into those two games, and I remember them vividly, going into those two games, there was a, oh, no, kind of feeling. Tonight and going into tomorrow, regardless of the score tonight, there's not blind optimism, but there's a good feeling. The Mets are going to win this game. And they're not going to blow the Phillies' head off. They're not going to beat them 10-0. The Mets are a death by thousand cuts team. I feel they're going to beat the Phillies.
It's funny. Not only do they win games in ways where it's like, gotta have crazy drama, think about the way they lose games. They've lost two postseason games so far. It's two games they should have won.
Right.
It's two games they blew. Go back to game two against the Brewers. We sort of forget about it now. They had a lead in the eighth inning and they lost. And obviously what happened on Sunday in Philadelphia, that's in their DNA. And I was thinking about that on Sunday when they were up 3-0 and Luis Severino was dealing. I was saying to myself, this isn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
A, I have too much respect for the Phillies and the talent they have on the roster. But B, that's not who the Mets are. Like, they were never going to just up. Now it's 5-0. Now it's 7-0. That's easy.
Right. They're not running away from anybody.
No. They haven't done that. They haven't done that all season. They haven't done it even when they were playing their best baseball. It felt like every win needed to be like exercising weird demons in order to get them. So what makes anybody think October would be any different? Nancy in Flemington. Is this positive Nancy herself?
Oh, my God. Yes, it's positive Nancy. And guess what? First of all, hello. How you doing?
Oh, great. Good. How are you?
Great. I'm in the car. But here's the thing. Way too much negativity over there in that studio.
From
I who? Can't handle
right.
it.
From who?
Everybody.
What?
Well, first of all, the Jets crap, all that other
wow.
stuff. Negative, negative. Okay, so it's like less a half an hour before the game. There's like not enough positivity. I'm like, I better call in because they need me. You know, they need my call. I got to ramp it up here. The positivity is like way low. We got to get it higher. I guess, you know, you're scared or like, you know, you're always nervous or whatever. Manaea is good. We're going to stomp on the Phillies tonight.
Yeah.
I am 100% positive.
Yeah.
No one's going down.
Yeah.
The Phillies are, that's it. They're like done. The only thing they're good for is cheese steak.
That's right. Say it louder. We're going to stomp their Philadelphia asses. Makes me feel better. Positive Nancy, actually, it works.
Right.
When she speaks, I listen.
You should.
When Tommy speaks, I roll my eyes. When Nancy speaks, I'm like, you know what? I think you got me on that one. Yeah, you got to stop with your negativity, Tiki. You're very, very negative.
I'm not negative at all.
I'm just kidding.
I'm the one that implores positivity out of your negative ass.
Nah, man. I'm feeling positive.
You
I'm
should.
Feeling positive. That this franchise, this team, this season has been so unique in what they've accomplished that it's not ending like this. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean made a prediction.
It's not ending today regardless.
No, but Sean's prediction is they're losing the next two games at home.
Oh, Sean's being a troll.
The 2024 New York Mets can't let a season end like that. I'll give a reference that Philadelphia fans will understand in case we have any visitors on the Odyssey app or maybe you made the trip from Philadelphia. If the Mets season ends without winning a championship, which is still like the likeliest scenario,
right.
It ends like Rocky 1 with us saying, oh my God, we bloody to the finish and we lost, but sometimes you win. Like, this season isn't going to end in pathetic fashion, can it? It freaking better not. Why are you smiling? Why do you think that now all of a sudden?
I think Sean is trying to rile you up.
You think it's working?
Well, it did, obviously.
Didn't he already rile me enough today with the Jets? Like, do you really need to rile the Mets here playing game three of the NLDS?
The Jets riled you up about the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Evan's own delusions rile him up about the Jets.
Well, forget the Jets! We're thinking about playoff baseball right now. Forget the franchise that decides to fire a coach at 2-3.
So, but you didn't finish your Rocky analogy. Do the Mets win the World Series in Russia? If I could change, if you could change. Where was that? Where was Rocky 4. I understand that.
Oh, you're asking me?
You said after Rocky 1, they lose it, but we're going to win. So where is the, you got
to
finish it.
Well, if they win, it would have to be Rocky 2, because that's when he actually won the World Championship.
Right.
And Rocky 1, I mean, didn't he kind of lose, or was it a draw or something like that?
It was like a moral victory.
Morons.
And that's a
You're
Philly.
You're comparing
thing.
The Mets to a Philadelphia-based movie.
I know, but did you
where
hear
the Phillies idolize Rocky.
I understand. I said that so that they would understand. So I
Oh, so you're using their their icon against them.
But think about how sad it is that their icon is a fictional character.
Oh, pretty embarrassing.
I mean, our icon are like sports legends, and, you know?
And the people in Philly only go to the library to climb steps, not to open a book.
Yeah. Very good. By the way, Robert Saleh's going to have a lot of time to climb steps. That's for damn
man,
sure.
I hope he got after that in Tottenham.
Go! In about 25 minutes, the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Division Series. So, looking at this lineup that Carlos Mendoza put together, I don't have any major issues with it. It's very similar to what we've seen throughout this playoff run. Harrison Bader is back on the bench. Tyrone Taylor is back in center field. Remember, 2 games ago in game 2, we saw that little alteration where Harrison Bader got the start, and Harrison Bader did nothing. He's done very little offensively over the last month and a half plus. So despite his great experience in the 2022 playoffs with the New York Yankees, Harry Bader has not produced. So they've gone back to Tyrone Taylor. It's Lindor, Vientos, Nimmo, Alonso, Iglesias, Winker getting the start at DH, Marte in right, Tyrone Taylor in center, and Francisco Alvarez behind the plate. The Winker decision versus J.D. Martinez is a tough one because both guys do not have good career numbers against Aaron Nola.
Yeah.
So I think that was maybe trusting Winker in a big moment because Jesse Winker, Teeks, he's got that flair.
Well, it feels like that becomes a gut decision. You know, we talked about Mindy a lot and sometimes making these gut decisions. What was the one he asked? He was like, yeah, I don't really know why. I think it was leaving in a pitcher, whatever it was. It ended up working out. He's like, yeah, I didn't really have a play. I just kind of felt that way. And that's kind of what it feels like with Winker. He's been a catalyst. He's been an igniter at times for this team. So why not give him the chance, especially when it doesn't feel like there's much to lose by sitting JD?
Yeah, I mean, look, you kind of have a platoon going on right now between JD and Winker. It's more a case-by-case, day-by-day basis on the two guys DHing. JD Martinez played in game 2. He went 1-for-4. So he's shown a pulse, like he's waking up a little bit, but he hasn't fully taken over. So I think you're going day-to-day matchup-wise on determining how you want to go. So that's the Met lineup as they take on Aaron Nola. Let's get to some of your phone calls. A lot of Yankee talk coming up a little bit later on. More on Robert Saleh as well. Let's go to Barry in New York City. What's up, Barry?
Evan, what's going on, Tiki? How are you?
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Here's my question. I'm a single dad. I got back to school night for 2 kids tomorrow at 6 o'clock. What do I do?
Oh, my God. And you're a single dad. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Evan, talk to me. What do I do?
All right, here's what you do. Here's what you do. I got an idea. You're going to DVR the game. Well, number one, you got to record it.
You love DVR. What if you don't have DVR?
I gotta watch it live. I don't want to DVR. But okay, right. Go ahead. I'm
just
listening.
Hear me out. You're gonna start the game live. It starts at 5 o'clock. You're gonna listen to the game in the car, and then you'll know where the game stopped. Probably the second inning. You go in and you tell the teachers, "Hey, look, just want to put this out there. I'm a diehard Met fan. Let's make this short and sweet. Tell me everything that's going on with my kids. I need the pertinent information, and let me get the hell out of here. Get in your car. Do not make eye contact with anybody else. Get home, and you will have missed very little time, and
Barry,
you'll be good to go."
Barry, I have a better solution for you. Hey, Miss Teacher, Mr. and Mrs. Teacher, do you guys have Zoom?
That's a great idea. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a man on the ground. So we are going to take you live to Citi Field right now. One of the great personalities of WFAN. You hear him on the weekends a lot. The great Al Cintron, live from Citi Field. Al, speak to me, baby. I want to live vicariously through you. What's happening right now?
They're introducing the Phillies. All I got to say to all my Mets fans, Yankee!
Let's go, baby! How has it filled in, Al? What's the crowd situation like right now at 4:45?
There's a lot of NBC still. You know, maybe some people taking business calls on the Sunday platform still right now. But if any of the guys is in here, this place better be rocking and rolling. I don't want to repeat of 2022. I want 2015 Game 3 versus the Dodgers. You got ugly blood.
Damn right. Have they started doing the announcements yet? The introductions of players yet?
Yes. Down to the Phillies. That's where I talk to you here with an ass right now, Evan. The fans are booing like crazy. You can't lose this game. Cannot lose this game. I know positive times are positive all season. Cannot lose this game.
Can't lose this game. Last question before I let you go. What section are you in so people can come by and scream at you?
I'm at section.
He doesn't want to say. All right, Al. We love you, man. Have a good time. There he is. Al Cintron, live at Citi Field. You know what that's proof of? I'll tell you what that's proof of. I forget who said this to me. I think it was Boomer who said it. Boomer said, I got a great idea. Why doesn't Evan go to the game and then just call in during the game? Because it would sound like that.
Right.
And I love you, Al, but I heard two words that he said.
Right. It's just muddled on a cell phone outside in a crazy environment.
Yeah, the people not filling in, and I know there are people in the car who's probably screaming at Al and me right now, and Tiki.
Yeah. Well, we have
There's a lot of traffic.
Well, we have it on right now, and they haven't shown a crowd shot yet.
No, but I believe him because Al was even texting me like there's a lot of empty seats. I think the problem you run into is that at 5 o'clock during the week in New York City, and I have to throw this in there because this is a factor, the sitting vice president and presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, is in town. She's doing a lot of interviews today, and she's got top-notch security.
Right, and I noticed on the way in today, as coming up Hudson Street, there was a road blocked off, and there was nothing but cops on that road.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize she was in town until I just heard. Now I know. It could be anywhere. And by the way, I don't think she's anywhere near us.
No.
But that road was blocked off for a reason.
And that's why the Mets were even saying this, and I said this earlier in the show, like, get in your car and leave early.
Yeah.
Like, if this is one of those days, take off work completely.
Right.
Because there's going to be massive amounts of traffic. So this place will be filled, obviously. This is one of the hottest tickets the Mets have had in a very long time. But that is a concern. It's a 5 o'clock in New York City, and you've got the sitting vice president in town. And if I didn't have this job and I was taking off and I was going to the game, dude, I would have left my house at 10 a.m. I'm not even kidding you.
What would you have done? Because let's say you're going to be there from, like, I don't know, noon, 12:30 till first pitch.
Right. What would I have done?
What would you have done?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even a great tailgater, but I probably
would have.
That's
what I mean. You're not a tailgater.
Yeah.
So what would you have done?
I would have taken my glove out, whether I was with my dad or my son, and I would have had a catch. Like, that's the thing I love
for
to do.
3 hours?
Well, the Mets threw a block party starting at 2 o'clock today.
That's true. They did have a block party. They had a big block party.
Would you have gone to the block party?
I went to a block party this season. They had one before Mets Braves on a Saturday afternoon. I took my son, my nephew. Yeah, we all went. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. They do a good job with that stuff. So, yeah, I probably would have just would have hung out, and I would have set up my scorebook. I would have done stuff like that. But not a lot of people can do that. Like, you're working, and you're saying, oh, I'm going to cut out at 3 o'clock because I'm going to go to the game. The problem is, if you cut out at 3 o'clock, that may not have given you enough time because of how terrible the traffic is. So, if you're in traffic right now, deep breath, okay? And I want to quote somebody, a very wise man, who would say this to me all the time, because I'm very anxious about making the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a real obsession. And this guy would say to me, I forget who said it, I can't remember his name, but the guy would say to me, don't worry if you miss the first pitch. There's a second pitch and a third pitch.
And they all look the same.
They all look the
same. Speaking of that, let's peel the curtain back here just a little bit. I would say at about 3:36 on the dot, Evan, and I quote, before it's too late, can we put the Met game on? Now, that was an hour and 40 minutes before first pitch.
Right.
Before it's too late, honey, pay the taxes. Before it's too late, honey, go to the doctor.
Yes.
You don't say before it's too late, put the Met game on. At 5:08, we would have just put the game on.
Always be prepared, man. It's like the person who's in traffic right now and regrets that they didn't leave earlier. Like, you should have thought about that 2 hours ago.
The Met game is on right now.
That's right.
We're watching A-Rod.
Oh, God.
Who else is on that?
David Ortiz and Derek Jeter. Right. Three guys I just adore.
Evan, are you jealous? I'm watching the pregame intros right now.
How's it look? How's it sound?
loud.
Give me a feel.
The Mets look clean in their white pinstripe jerseys and blue hats. Jeff McNeil has a smiling face as he just waved to the crowd.
Oh, Jeff's there.
He was introduced. They're introducing every Met right now. And you could just see the crowd's electric. Not an empty seat there. I see about 50
really?
Scorecard.
Oh. Al just said that there's a lot of empty seats. He's in the ballpark.
Dude, I'm watching right now. To the last row in the corner.
No
the seats
way.
Are
Lou really?
Gallo, stop me when I'm lying.
It is a packed house. Did we send Alvin to the wrong stadium again?
Al calls in. I love the man.
Yankees aren't playing today.
He's like, I'm giving you an update. I'm all excited. By the way, if you're in the building, you can call in. We'll pop you up if you want to give us a feel for the lay of the land, even though the audio is going to probably suck. Well, what was Al looking at? You're telling me the place is packed.
I don't know how. I'm telling you, to the last row of the upper deck, everybody's in their seats watching intros.
Tommy, did you record that? Call with Al?
Yeah. Maybe Al's in Philly. Al, if you're listening, drive back home. Get home safe.
Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
Ozzy.
Yo, Henry Winkler. Not Henry Winkler, not the Franz. Winkler adds a little bit tiny extra juice because he's already a cult hero.
Yeah.
So, a little extra juice in City Field.
Now he does. Wink's got that. Jesse Winker's got that pizzazz. He's got that. He's a less talented version of Jazz Chisholm because I think Jazz does that too for the Yankees.
Right.
And Winker's not as good, but he does give you that pizzazz, and hopefully he gets into one tonight against Aaron Nola. Let's see.
Yeah, especially when you're comparing apples to apples when it's J.D. Martinez is the other choice. You talked about high pitch before when Rodgers was lying. Evan just went high pitch when he said, I don't care that I'm not at the game today. I hope everybody has fun.
I hope everybody has a good time. Screw all of you.
the biggest example of high pitch that we've had as we transition into the Yankee game, I don't care. I will bench Aaron Judge. I don't care if it means that we'll never come back to the park this year and that it's a pivotal game three. I don't care. I'm going to bench Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big tough guy. That's the biggest lying to yourself right there. That was high pitch to no end.
Yeah, and he's sticking by it, Ozzy, where if you missed it yesterday, Sean, before Aaron Judge took his 1-for-3 with a walk, so he did get on base numerous times, mm-hmm. which Aaron Boone wanted to remind everybody after the game, Sean doubled down on it and said, look, if this guy doesn't start hitting, I'm going to sit him. And I hear it's pissing off a lot of Yankee fans around here. Like, a lot of Yankee fans are not happy with Sean for that ridiculous opinion that Aaron Judge should be benched.
It's not ridiculous. Look, if you sit there and watch the games and don't hop from seat to seat tweeting about it all night, then you could actually see that Aaron Judge is struggling, and maybe it's time he gets a message, because I'm damn sick of it in every single postseason game.
Look,
so I've seen worse stuff.
We're all sick of Aaron Judge struggling and not making the I want to phrase it right, because he was on base twice, and I want to counter Aaron Boone, who basically like, well, baseball's hard. He got on base twice. What's the problem here? He hasn't done enough damage, to borrow a phrase from Tommy. Like, he needs to do damage. He needs to have that big hit, that big moment. When he comes up with 2-1 and nobody out in the first inning, he can't strike out. He's got to produce. But the answer is not benching him. I'm sorry.
Okay, cool. Then the answer is just keep rolling him
yes.
out. When you start a first inning with runners in first
yes.
and second and have him strike out, and don't make Cal
yes.
Rankins work, even though he's throwing balls left and right. Sometimes guys are in their own head, and right now, I don't think it's an ability problem. I think Aaron Judge is in his own head and pressing.
Let's go to Raphael in West Orange, New Jersey. What's up, Raphael?
Hey, how you doing, Evan and Tink? It's a pleasure. Two quick things. Number one, Tiki, how'd you guys survive in the Giant game in the booth with three guys talking at one time?
It's just getting chemistry with one another. And sometimes we're lucky because Andrew is so good at it. Andrew Catalan, our play-by-play guy. Yeah. So he'll subtly direct one of us to talk. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, I understand. But my God, I'd rather just heard you. I don't want to hear McCourty. I want to hear you. You're the Giants.
That's because it was a Giants game.
That's right.
And they were doing awesome.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, okay. Also, I just texted my brother-in-law when I heard that Salah got fired. I said, you know, Jets fired their coach. My brother-in-law is a big-time Jets fan. He goes, I didn't know they had one.
Oh, very nice.
Also, my point of comment was that there's a lot of contention in the National League with, like, the San Diego Padres and the Dodgers, and it's something with the Braves and the Mets. I mean, the Brewers and the Mets. But in the American League, like, Astros aren't there. You know, Orioles aren't there for the Yankees. And the Yankees got to be careful. If they don't have a fight, they're going to get surprised by KC.
Well, I don't think the Yankees are taking anything for granted. I think for the casual viewer or the IBO, there's no doubt that the American League playoffs, and I don't mean any disrespect to what Detroit's accomplishing and Cleveland and Kansas City and the Yankees, it doesn't have a lot of pizzazz.
Well, the pedigree's not there.
Right.
It's not perennial teams that are guaranteed to perform in the postseason because we've seen them do it before.
Right.
You don't have that other than the Yankees.
Right. And even and look, you've got two American League teams in Detroit and Kansas City. It's stunning that they're there. Like, it's the Royals lost 108 games last year, and the National League is star-studded. Obviously, the Mets and the Phillies, the Padres have tons of stars. We know about the Dodgers. They're like a super team. So it's just very, very different. Sean, how is the reception for Pete Alonso when he came out?
He got a huge hand. Marte is now kissing, blowing kisses to the crowd, but Pete got a big hand. Also, Kodai Senga, a huge hand. Instead of doing a tip of a cap, Kodai Senga, fist pump to the crowd.
I like it.
One guy I noticed didn't tip his cap during intro, just stood stone-faced.
Who?
Max Kranick.
Don't pick on Max Kranick, who is not on the Division Series roster. He was on the Wild Card Series roster, but it's got to be cool for him to be there. Funny story about Max Kranick. Grew up as a diehard Met fan. So I think what's going through his mind is surrealness.
Probably.
It would be like me being on the field, not being on the Mets, but I'm there, and all of a sudden I'm announced on the field. 95% of the people in the building are like, who? Who the hell's that guy? Anyhow, we will keep you posted on this Met game, but we got a lot of Yankees to get to, including a comment that Jazz Chisholm made after last night's loss that may rub people the wrong way. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O list. We'll mix in your calls at 888-808-1019, reacting to the firing of Robert Saleh, and everything that happens in the Met game, you'll hear about it right here, so you can keep it right here, and we'll keep you entertained and informed.